Welcome to Health Fuels Hustle, a podcast for creative business owners looking to pursue their heart-centered work in a new paradigm. Hosted by me, Amy Koretsky, a breathwork and wellness coach for mind, body, and business. All right, y'all, welcome. This is Amy, and here we are with the newsletter from September 22nd, 2022, the fall equinox. And the newsletter subject line is moving forward and backward at the same time. And two quick little things before we get started. The first one is that there's a little content warning that in this newsletter, there is mention of medical trauma. And then a more joyous announcement here, which is that the Incubator, my small group coaching program, is officially open for registration. I'm really excited about it. I'm going to tell you more about it at the end of the newsletter, but it's, a 5-month program, an intimate group for 5 months of business owners who want to take even bigger steps to do business differently, but need a little bit more support, encouragement, community, and a bravely messy place to do it. We start October 1st, and I'm so excited to bring this group of business owners together. And so if you want to learn more about it, you can listen to the end of this podcast and also go to amykoretsky.com/incubator. And that's where you'll learn all the info. All right, let's get to it. It feels really appropriate that I'm sharing this newsletter with this topic today on the fall equinox. There's something about that equal parts day and night that feels really resonant to this idea of both moving forwards and backwards at the same time. So here we go. There is a spot on the path in the park that I like to walk with Juniper, my dog, where the winding stream flows on both sides of our footsteps as we make our way down the path. It's the same snake-like stream on both sides. On our right, the water flows towards us, and on our left, the water passes us from behind. It's one of my absolute favorite places in nature. It's where I feel the most energetically cleansed and recharged. There's something so magical about having the water move both forwards and backwards at the same time. It's no surprise that it's in the same place that I hear the most bird calls, I see the most deer sightings, and overall, I just get the sense that I'm close to spirit. It's here in nature where I am at the center of something moving both forwards and backwards at the same time that I'm reminded that spiralic energy isn't just energetic, it's actually reflected to us in the physical world as well. This place reminds me that even when I feel like things are backtracking, I am still growing. It reminds me that even when I follow my intuition and move towards healing, things can still feel hard along the way. This is something I felt pretty acutely the other day during a breathwork practice. I haven't mentioned this a whole lot over the past year and a half, but after I had spinal surgery on my neck in January of 2021, I had some pretty significant complications. I'm not going to bore you with all the details here, but one of the after effects is that now I can often internally feel the metal cage that is keeping my spine together. I feel that from the nerve endings on the back of my esophagus. Yes, it sounds gross, and it feels probably even grosser than it sounds to you. It's not very fun. And because of this, sometimes I have a really uncomfortable sensation of choking when I'm not actually choking. Usually this happens the most when I'm like laughing my ass off, like the kind of laughing that brings tears to your eyes. Or when I'm doing breath work. So obviously two things that I enjoy doing a whole lot. So there's like a very real, but very scared part of me that thinks very fearful thoughts when this happens. It is the voice that likes to tell me that I made the wrong decision in having surgery and that this is never going to go away. It is a voice that tells me that by making one thing better in my body, I made a bunch of other things worse. It is a voice that tells me that I made a mistake that can never be undone and that I turned the dial backwards permanently. You know, not surprisingly, as a side note, this voice has a very short-term memory and has forgotten how much pain I was in every single day before the surgery and how that pain has moderated to a much more manageable level now. So, you know, the most scared parts of ourselves often have very selective memories. So, you know, alongside that loud, scared voice is also another voice, a quieter voice, a more trusting, wise, and grounded voice, a voice that tells a different story. This voice reminds me that just like on my favorite walking path, it's possible to be moving backwards and forwards at the same time. This voice whispers the reminder that I can both be healing and be hurting at the same time from the same actions. It's this part of me that I long to listen to more, whether that's in relationship to my body, to my mind, to my heart, or to my business. You know, over the last several months, I've put a significant amount of time and energy into creating the incubator, my new small group program. This is a huge shift from the one-on-one work I've been doing with clients for the past 6 years. And it felt pretty scary to put so much time, effort, and quote unquote, all my chips, so to speak, into this unknown path. For weeks, that scared voice inside of me tried to invite me into a story that I was making a bad decision, a huge mistake that wouldn't be able to be undone. But the other, wiser part of me whispered that expansion and contraction are two parts of the same evolutionary process. It offered me the reminder that our businesses can also move backwards and forwards at the same time. I know I'm not the only one to have a scared voice tell me stories. You know, this is an all too familiar story with small business owners of all types. The linear paths that we've set out to follow, the ones that we've planned out with pen and paper and started following with our actions, usually veers off in all sorts of directions once, twice, or more likely many times throughout the process. And it's all too easy for us to believe that these divergent channels are problems and that we made the wrong choices along the way. I mean, that's what common capitalistic online business narrative tells us, right? But what if we embraced a different way, a more spiralic way, a way that allowed us to move both forward and backwards at the same time? This is what the incubator offers, a place where backwards movement is as honored and revered as much as forward movement. A place where you can find trust that whatever direction you're moving in is going to get you where you're meant to go when you're meant to get there. If this is something that appeals to you, I would love for you to join us. So let me tell you a little bit more about the incubator. Like I said before, it's a 5-month small group coaching program with lifetime access for small business owners who want to take those bigger steps in business, but need more support, more encouragement, more community, and a bravely messy place to do it. It's a mix between a community, a course, and a mastermind for a group of hopefully 10 to 12 small business owners who want to do business differently than the norm and are looking for a community of support and safer space to experiment. Over the 5 months of group calls, we'll be exploring the 6 pillars to doing business differently. Embracing the mess, it's our starting point. It's our permission slip to experiment, have fun, and play in our businesses, and get a little bit messy while we're doing it. Then we're going to unlearn and discern. Before we can fully embrace doing business differently, we need to gently examine how we've been culturally conditioned to do business and explore what concepts and ideas we no longer want to carry forward with us in our own businesses. Then we're going to imagine and vision. It's going to be our chance to fully imagine this new business world that we want to live and work in and envision what it's going to take to get there and open our minds and hearts to what's possible. After that, we're going to trust and surrender, you know, one of the most challenging and yet fulfilling and necessary steps in embracing the mess and doing business differently. We're going to listen to and trust our inner knowing no matter what comes of it. This module is going to help us do just that. Then we're going to find and define enoughness. Because when we forge our own path, it's impossible to find our way by using somebody else's map. So this is where we're going to explore what we really actually need to feel supported and satisfied in our business and create goals in alignment with these truths. After that, we befriend fear and start to take some brave steps. In that module, we're going to organize some of the beautiful mess that we've made to create our own unique map that's going to help us move forward and take intentional and brave steps to get there. And finally, what does this whole program include? It includes live coaching, mastermind style group calls twice a month, some do at your own pace coaching modules based on those six pillars that I just talked about. It includes a private online space over Discord to connect with fellow members and ask for and receive support. It's got some monthly office hours where you're going to send me questions and I'm going to record answers for you, whether they're big general questions or behind the scenes peeks at what my business looks like or what I do, or if you want reviews over, you know, your sales pages or your marketing techniques or any or your programs or anything. That. There's also a monthly live breathwork session, plus a library full of breathwork recordings. There's over 30 recordings in there of different lengths that you can use anytime that you need them. It might even include the business bestie you've been looking for. And also, it's going to have lifetime access to the group content and monthly breathwork sessions. So, you know, I really believe that it's possible and completely doable to grow a thriving business that diverges from the traditional online business path. It really just takes a braver and safer space to grow, develop, and be embraced in the messy middle by others along the way. That's what the incubator is, a container for small business owners who want to take even bigger steps to do business differently, but need that support, encouragement, community, and a bravely messy place to do it. If you're interested in joining us, head over to amykoretsky.com/incubator, and all the information is there for you. Thanks so much for listening today. I will be back soon. Bye, y'all. Enjoy this episode? Hop on over to iTunes and leave me a rating and a review. Hopefully a good one. And also go on over to amykoretsky.com if you want to learn more about all the ways that I can help you fuel your hustle.